Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at USDA's latest estimate, the upland crop is expected to be 15.8 million bales and then 578,000 bales of ELS or Pima cotton. USDA did make some revisions from their October report in the southeast and southwest by increasing yields somewhat from the October number. We saw increases in North Carolina, increases in Virginia, also a little bit of a bump in South Carolina to raise the southeast crop. And then when you look in the southwest, there was also an increase in the Texas yield by 16 pounds per acre from the October number. There were some reductions in the Mid-South, but still looking at some good yields overall in terms of looking at the Mid-South states. Currently, the crop sits at about 60 to 65% harvested, so I think we're starting to get a fairly good idea of what the overall crop will be by USDA.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Then USDA puts that into their supply and demand estimates. And really, in the balance sheet, no changes from October. Mill use in the U.S. is still at 3.8 million bales for the 14 marketing year. Exports are estimated at 10 million bales, which would be down about 500,000 bales from where we were in 2013.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It would appear that we've got sales on the books that might lead us to be slightly higher than the 10 million bale number on exports that USDA is currently calling for. Although, to offset some of that, it appears that U.S. mills are consuming at a little bit slower rate than the 3.8 million bale total that USDA has plugged in. However, when you put both of those numbers together and compare that to the 16.4 million bale crop, it would suggest an increase in ending stocks. Right now, USDA's got stocks estimated at 5.1 million bales, and that compares to 2.5 million bales at the end of the 13 marketing year. So we are anticipating to see an increase in stocks given the fact that this year's crop is substantially higher than what we had in 2013.